For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says he will give the woman who is accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault more time to decide on the terms of her appearance before the committee. President Trump is now questioning Ford's story.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa tweeted his reply after the lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford asked for another day to make the decision. He said he feels like he's playing second trombone in the judiciary orchestra, and Schumer is the conductor. Grassley says he has granted 5 extensions to Dr. Ford, and he adds he wants to hear her story. Ford's lawyer asked for one more day just before Friday night's 10 o'clock deadline. Ford now has until 2:30 this afternoon to respond to the request to testify. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
This could be Bill Cosby's last weekend of freedom. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A sentencing hearing for the legendary comedian begins Monday in a Philadelphia suburb after Cosby was found guilty in April of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer at his home in 2004. The sentencing hearing is expected to last 2 days. The 81-year-old Cosby could be sentenced to anything from probation to house arrest to several years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein reportedly suggested he secretly record the president at the White House to expose the chaos that's plaguing the administration. He talked about recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Mr. Trump for being unfit. A former Justice Department official who was in the meeting confirms he made a reference to recording the president, but he says the comment was sarcastic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC's National Center for Health Statistics report the death rate for Americans has increased in 5 of the 12 leading causes of death. With more, here's John Clemens.
The report on mortality also examines when, why, and where Americans are dying. The latest figures show increases in 5 of the 12 leading causes, including injuries, Alzheimer's disease, suicide, chronic liver disease, as well as the life-threatening bloodstream poisoning condition known as septicemia. Another disturbing trend was the increase in the age-adjusted suicide rate, increasing by 23% from 2006 to 2016, up to 13.5 suicides for every 100,000. I'm John Clemens.
An Omaha landlord cited for code violations says his tenants are used to slum conditions because they're refugees from Southeast Asia. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
More than 500 residents evacuated from an Omaha apartment complex housing immigrants from Myanmar because of code violations. Housing officials say the apartments were full of bugs and there were collapsing ceilings. Landlord Key Anderson tells reporters he never received any complaints from the tenants.
Go home and Google the refugee camps in Thailand. They all have thatched roofs and dirt streets. And, you know, the bugs have always been part of their lives. The roof leaks have always been part of their lives, which is probably why they haven't complained.
Omaha officials say they received nearly 100 complaints last Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.